The church looks a little bit different this morning. We've had Miller Schools in here for about a week and a half now, and last Sunday we had reset the church from George Melber's funeral, but this week it more resembles school, so be patient and flexible with us as we're hosting school, and we've changed the minimum amount this week to get ready for church. So beware that there might be some short chairs in your classrooms for Sunday school, or some classroom set up in the fellowship hall for that. We have announcements this morning. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. The live stream is also playing in the teen room. If you have children over the age of 2 that are having trouble in the sanctuary, we have Meals on Wheels, which will be not this week, but next week. That's March 7th through 11th. So if you'd like to help out, deliver some meals for Meals on Wheels next week, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, or you can talk to Jim and I if you have any questions about that. The church membership class will take place March 27th and April 3rd. So if you're interested in learning more about the church or potentially becoming a member of the church, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, or you can ask Pastor Jim any questions you have about that. For the youth group, we have Camp Barnabas coming up. That'll be July 30th through August 5th, so that's this summer. But registration ends at the end of April, but spots may fill up sooner than that. So if you're interested at all in coming to Camp Barnabas, please talk to me so that way we can get you guys registered and we can get some travel plans going for that. We also have Megateen coming up. Camp Barnabas is a missions trip that we are taking as a youth group. It is a camp for people with mental and physical disabilities. We will be serving as camp counselors or general camp help, and that'll be an awesome trip to see God move in some new ways for anyone 14 through 28 is the age range for that. So if you fall in that age range, if you're a college student or a high schooler, let me know if you have any interest or any questions about that. Megateen, SBA is hosting Megateen. That'll be March 25th and 26th. There are flyers out in the foyer, as well as more information on the Sunshine website. So if you're a student, 7th through 12th grade, and are interested in Megateen, we will have a group from the youth group going down for that. So if you're interested, we've got registration forms, we've got flyers for that, so let us know if you have any questions. We have a youth group tonight at 6, as always. We're going through the Chosen study with the adults as they watch the Chosen video series, and then we'll have discussion on our own after that, as well as tomorrow night, the Young Adult Bible Study will be going through that same week of the Chosen study as the Sunday night group here at church. Are there any other announcements this week? Yes.
Where is Camp Barnabas?
Camp Barnabas is in Purdy, Missouri.
Missouri,
yep. Any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Matthew 11:28 through 30. That is our church verse for the year. So Matthew 11:28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Good morning. If you'll take your hymn books and turn to 117 or look up on the screen, we're going to sing together, We Come, O Christ, to You, number 117. If you'll stand with me, please.
We come, O Christ, to You, true Son of God and man, by by whom all things consist, in whom all life began. In you alone we live and move and have our being in your love. You are the way to God, your blood our ransom paid. In you we face our judge and maker unafraid. Before the throne absolved we stand, your love has met your law's demand. You are the living truth, all wisdom dwells in you. The source of every skill, the one eternal truth. Oh, great I am, in you we rest, sure answer to our every quest. You only are true life, to know you is to live. The more abundant life that earth can never give. O risen Lord, we live in you, in us each day your life renew. We worship you, Lord Christ, our Savior and our King. To you our youth and strength adoringly we bring. Our heart, that all may view your life in us and turn to you.
Very good singing. If you would greet one another and let them know you're glad they're here. I lost my note card, so go this way. This is our opportunity for our prayer requests and praises. And one from Therese Kettlehut, we need to pray for her dad, Gene Sweeney. He has been in memory care for several years. This past week, he developed COVID, and it was kind of touch and go this week. He is getting better. But I know Therese and family would really appreciate our prayers for his recovery, and grateful that at least he seems on the upward swing. And so we'll pray for him. Also for our world with Ukraine and the situation there, we will pray that one, God's will be done, but also for the people involved in the fighting. If you are part of the church prayer chain and the mission letters, the manas have been sending out notifications quite frequently through the week about how this is all affecting the Ukraine Youth for Christ. Also, Christina's sister Holly was able, and her team was able to get to Moldova safely. So some missionaries are staying, some have moved to other countries, but the people are still in the midst of all the unrest and the fighting. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we continue with our time this morning, thank you that we have the opportunity of worshiping the Creator of the universe, not just here in a building. We know that you are not bound by structure, but it is the opportunity for us to come together as your church, to be reminded of what our place is in your world, and to be reminded of who you are. And we are able, because of the cross of Christ, to have fellowship together, that we are brothers and sisters. And we think about that relationship both here in our community. We pray for Gene and for his health, that you would place your healing hand upon him. Father, I pray for his family. It has been a very difficult struggle over the years with the condition that he is in, and then to find himself with COVID. Pray that you would heal. Pray for the family, and there is peace, but there's also the difficulty of watching Dad and Grandpa. And so, Father, I pray that you would, as the one who tells us to pray, that you would give us your peace that passes all understanding, that it would guard their hearts and their minds. We thank you for the hope we have in Christ, that no matter what happens to us physically, you tell us that, in a sense, as Paul says, they are light momentary troubles, achieving for us a glory that will far outweigh them all. So we fix our eyes on what is unseen, not on what is seen. For these things seen are temporary, unseen are eternal. Thank you that our hope in Christ lets us know that the longest part of our life will be spent with you, fully restored, fully healed. But that doesn't make this time any easier. But thank you for hope. Father, we pray for our world. We think of our country and all the struggles and difficulties that both in our community, we continue to pray for the Miller School District, for the administration and staff, with all the adjustment for the students as they adjust to education in different locations, for all the logistics. Father, I thank you for the opportunities you have given to all of us to be able to come alongside the school. And we understand that the building that you have blessed us with, the opportunity we have to bless the school district and the students, just pray that you would help them as they walk in our building, as they interact with us, as they learn, that they would just be reminded that, again, that you do not dwell just in a building, but you're there ready and willing and able to help. And you have taken care of our greatest need. Thank you for ministries you've raised up in our midst, for Club Rock and the opportunity of ministering to these students, for our youth group. And Father, we pray that you would help them to come to know you as a Savior, and then also to be able to, and prepared to share that message of hope with others. We pray for our country and our leaders, especially with what's going on in Ukraine, that you would give wisdom to our president and vice president in the House and Senate. Father, we pray for the people of Ukraine. And we know that you are sovereign and your will be done. We don't always understand it, but Father, I pray for the Church of Ukraine as they have worked through the refugees of several years ago and now with the fighting that is in their midst. We pray that the opportunities you bring their way, they'd be able to glorify you, that they would be able to present the gospel clearly. We pray for peaceful resolution. It is different in our era because we can see immediately what is happening. And it leads to uncertainty. It leads to a questioning of where is God in our midst. It leads to why, those questions of why do we seem to want to resolve things through the death of others. We know ultimately it is the human heart. It is desperately wicked. Father, I pray that in the midst of the fighting that the Church of Ukraine would be able to stand strong. We pray for the people of Russia that they would be able to see, especially as your church, that as Jesus said, those who live by the sword will die by the sword. And the measure of aggression will be given back to us, and they would see that there is a path of peace. But Father, help them as well for the missionaries that had to leave the country, for the refugees that have gotten out, that leaves great uncertainty, for ones that they have left behind to be able to continue on a ministry. We think of the Manas and Conscious Family. We pray for them, for their protection. We pray for YFC of Ukraine as they have chosen to stay and minister. We ask that you would sovereignly watch over them as you've promised, that they would be able to find those opportunities that come their way, especially with the youth of the country, to give them hope. Father, that's what we cling to, your promises. For us today, we thank you for where you have placed us, that our brothers and sisters in Christ are our brothers and sisters around the world, whether it be in secure locations or in the persecuted church. We pray that you would strengthen them. Father, that we would honor and glorify you in all that we do, not only today, but with our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, as I listened to Jim pray this morning, I just thought it's so wonderful that the Holy Spirit just dwells in us enough that we can just reach out to him through prayer, through loving other people, and being able to praise him each and every day. Our Father lives, and he lives in a wonderful place and waiting for us. Let's stand this morning. Let's praise him. Let's sing him and worship him together.
Stumbled over the trials of life, and we wrestled the I've been thinking back to a year ago and the situation and the things that were surrounding everything a year ago. Well, some of you know that little Aaron turned a year old yesterday. And so I've been thinking a lot about that. All the uncertainty, the being scared of all the what ifs, and the things that I had no control over, but I still wanted to be in control of that situation, and there wasn't nothing I could do. And the only thing I could do was to turn back and rely on God and to put myself into his hands, into his arms. And as we were singing through that song this morning, practice, and then during the week too, I was thinking of that. You know, the only place that we can find rest and that we can find hope is in the hands of God. This next song goes right along with kind of that same theme. You know, we are not alone when we have Christ and we put ourselves into him. If you are wondering why some people have hope when everything seems hopeless, we all have this God-shaped void in our heart and our lives that we often find ourselves searching, or we can find ourselves searching to fulfill or to fill a void. We can find ourselves chasing after money, fame, success, or whatever it is. But in the end, the only thing that will fill that void that we have is bringing ourselves to God and letting Him fill our lives. So let's worship Him just a little bit more here this morning.
Father, we do come this morning in worship. We thank you for the privilege of worshiping you, of being called your children, of knowing that you love us, that you care about us, that you are concerned about those things that matter to us. We thank you that we know that you are sovereign, that you are in control, that nothing happens that you do not allow to happen, that even things that don't make sense to us or seem to be out of control or under your oversight and within your control. Whether it's things that turn out very well, like Erin and her health, seeing her be a year old, or things that currently seem to be out of control, like the situation in Ukraine. We know that you are a good God and that you work everything together for your purpose. And we thank you for that and just pray that we would find comfort and encouragement in that truth. And we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.